Yeah, solid 11 hours. That's what that's what your body needs.
Yes.
I don't know if it's just because I'm lazy or what, but I have always been a long sleeper. Like, 8 hours is rarely enough for me.
I wake up at, you know, 7-ish, kind of no matter what. Like, even on the weekends, like, I just can't really sleep in too often.
See, I can't not sleep in.
Yeah.
Like, if it's the weekend, you don't get me up before 11 unless there's a specific reason I have to be up. If not, then I'll stay for a little, or if there is, I'll stay for a little bit and then go.
Yeah.
Having a short commute helps.
Oh, yeah.
With your commute, it's a much different situation.
Yeah, it's, yeah. And I'm just, like, up to the, you know, the whim of traffic at some point.
Right.
Dictates so much. Like, it's nice if I can get in, like, 9:30, like, before everybody gets there, and like, get some shit done before, you know, before people show up.
Right.
But that's, with the way traffic's been lately, it just ain't happening.
Yeah, I mean, we left at, like, 8:45 this morning, and we got in right at 10.
Yeah. Yeah, today was a little extra fucked.
So my commute to the office is, like, 30, 35 minutes, usually, unless the MTA is totally fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's only fucked after, like, going home, which is the worst part.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm ready to go, I just want to go home. Oh, cool, I'm stuck in this tunnel for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, fucking, well, it's good. Like, the thing about baseball season being back is now sometimes around the office it's a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
That's no fun.
Let this be a lesson. Baseball ruins everything.
That's, I mean, I guess.
It's a bad sport. You shouldn't like it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Well, could be worse. Could be football.
No. The illicit pleasures had in watching men collide with each other at high speeds.
What?
I'm talking about football.
Oh, okay, sure.
I mean, I'm talking about other things too, but in this case, I'm talking about football.
All right, yeah.
I'm just saying, male collision is pretty rad.
It just, you know, it so rarely happens at the level of damage that I want, you know?
Right.
Like, if it was people colliding and then they were horribly broken messes immediately afterwards, all the time.
They sometimes are.
Oh, yeah, sometimes, sure. No, but that's, you know, whatever, that's...
Unfortunately, that's... Well, Little League was ruined for me because my coach was the worst asshole. Like, just the ultimate coach dad kind of guy who would not let you have fun if you weren't winning all the time.
Yeah. That mentality is what ruined me taking band in high school.
Wow. Of all the things...
Yep. Band teacher was super competitive.
Ugh.
You know, music, that competitive fucking sport. Like, the school had a really good marching band, and he was fucking bent on keeping it that way. And it was like, oh, well, you're not first chair, you're second chair saxophone. You're this. I was like, fucking, fuck this. I just stopped going to the class.
Jesus.
And then he tried to give me a bunch of shit when I came back on the last day to pick up my sax. Like, I guess I fucking have to go face this fucking shit. And, like, I dropped the class at some point.
Yeah.
After not showing up for, like, 3 months. And he tried to be all fucking aggro about it then. But I just got my shit and fucking moved. Like, fuck you.
I never did marching band. I did do jazz band for a year. I couldn't stick with it beyond that because I couldn't really read drum music.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd have to learn everything by listening to recordings and sort of getting the gist of it.
Right.
Which he was not into.
Sure, yeah.
The problem was I was also a much better drummer than any of the other student players.
Yeah.
Like, he had this one TA who also could play drums that was very good, but he didn't want him to just keep playing because he wasn't a student.
Yeah, yeah.
So they would have me play a bunch of stuff, but I couldn't read any of the music, so I just kind of had to figure it out. It was not a great situation.
Yeah, drums always seem super weird when I'm reading that stuff. It's like, none of this makes any sense. Like, I understand the pieces of a drum kit and how you might want to hit them, but none of this is stupid.
Yeah, the closest I ever got to reading anything like drum music were drum charts in Rock Band. Like, that made sense to me.
Yeah,
That methodology totally made sense, but, like, trying to... Like, I understood what the notes were supposed to be saying, I just couldn't read them the way they were presented.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that baseball coach, like, his son was on the team, which made things 10 times worse.
Oh, yeah, the last year I played baseball was that exact situation. I ended up kind of pushing the coach's kid over and then had to stop playing baseball.
Yeah. What did you play?
They threw me in right field.
Okay. Yeah, I was center field for a while, and I was catcher for a while. Then one day they tried to make me pitch, and that's when I quit.
Yeah.
The extra worst part was that his son and his friends were part of the same boys and girls club that I used to go to.
Yeah.
And then after I quit, they started taunting me mercilessly about how I was a quitter and I quit on the team. And I remember saying, I was like, I wasn't even good. Like, you're not winning or losing suddenly because I'm not there. We were losing anyway. And they did not care for that response.
Sure, yeah.
Sport I stuck to for a while was basketball. I played that for like 4 years.
I like playing some amount of basketball, but not the actual sport of basketball.
Sure.
You know, a little fucking like 3-on-3 half court action or something like that. Like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this was like 4th through 7th grade, so it wasn't like real high competitive stuff or anything, but it was. You know, my thing was I couldn't shoot for shit, but I was a pretty good defender. So I found a niche, and I just kind of stuck with that for a while. Then at some point, it became real. The realization hit that I cannot play this way forever and be successful at it, so I should probably just stop unless I really want to dedicate to learning how to shoot, which I couldn't. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, defense never made any real sense to me. But I had a decent outside shot.
Yeah, the other fun thing was that I kind of went from being the center on the team, because I grew kind of early ahead of a bunch of other kids that age, to around 7th grade, I started, suddenly became point guard size.
Right.
And that no longer was manageable.
No.
Yeah.
Podcast today. The thing went for a while.
It did.
Like, I don't think it was 4 hours.
It was pretty close to it.
Certain things about the timing line up that way, but I don't know.
Like, the actual time is that, but it did not feel like that.
I don't know how that'll come out on the other end. I don't know.
We'll see. There was a lot to talk about this week.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, some fucking news, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of strange turns of events there.
Yeah, it was kind of a clutch save, me checking Twitter when I did and finding about that that sudden change with the Valve stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that would have been a very different conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, a few things put me off my game, quite like waking up too early and then staying late.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
It feels like the parts of the day you're supposed to have not at work just evaporated.
Yep.
How's the chat doing? Anything going on there?
Yeah, people are hanging out.
Alright. It's a little later than usual. So thank you for staying up with us during this
Diesel Weasel says he just bought an armored car in GTA 5.
Oh man, I was hoping that was just the end of the sentence. He just bought an armored car.
Yeah.
Like in real life.
That would be effective.
Some friend of mine, when I was younger, had a decommissioned police car.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but someone had one.
I feel like it's one of those things, like, you know, you always talk about that. Like, dude, let's get a fucking old cop car. Like the Blues Brothers.
In reality, they're just fucking Crown Vicks. You know, they rip all the cool shit out of them.
Right.
Though his still had the front grille.
Yeah.
Everything else was taken out, but they still had that front cattle catcher or whatever. I think at some point he might have installed a new shotgun rack in there just because he could.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Cop spotlight on it. Cop acceleration.
Yep.
Cop shocks.
Cop radio. Man, having an armored car would actually be kind of fucking awesome. I mean, I'm sure the fucking gas mileage is terrible, but...
Yeah, you think.
But it's all, like, bulletproof and heavily fortified and shit.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
I don't know. not get shot in it?
I guess, yeah. That's... I mean, like, so far, you know, knock on wood, I've been pretty good at not getting shot in my own car.
Yeah, but do you want to tempt fate forever, really?
Maybe.
I just think it would be really rad to own a car that someone would have to use plastique to get into, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's always the tires, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even run flats are fucking terrible. They're not practical.
Right.
So driving a big, heavy vehicle that has that weakness still...
That's why I'm installing tank treads.
Okay, yeah, see, that's a potential solution to that problem.
Also, I'm replacing my legs with tank treads.
Again, like, these are all good ideas. I think that's the plot of the new Call of Duty. That's what we didn't talk about on that podcast.
That's right.
That Call of Duty.
Well, something for next week.
Eh. Everyone will have forgotten it by then.
Eh, fair. It's weird that they're kind of going in that, like, advanced warfare direction. I mean, I guess maybe it's not actually, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's not quite. Because, like, you know, Black Ops 2 was already weird future in some ways.
It was, like, old future, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or old history.
All future is old future.
Right. Well, it was old history.
Yeah, sure. But, like, Black Ops 1 was, like, there were enough real events in there to pepper it, to give it some authenticity in a weird way. And,
right.
You know, that was part of the fun. But, I don't know, yeah, I mean, they got campaign co-op now. They're doing stuff. And some wall-running shit that looks suspiciously like Titanfall.
Yeah, I suppose they've had just enough time to reverse engineer some of that shit. So the next one after that is the next Infinity Ward game, right?
That's the theory.
Heard some things about what that game might be.
Yeah.
What a little I've heard, which is all just scuttlebutt at this point, it sounds like it's going to be pretty radically different from what Ghosts was, at least.
Yeah, it'd have to be. Like, I think people pin a lot of shit on Ghosts as fucking up some momentum.
I mean,
but like,
not unjustified.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but like at the same time, like, Modern Warfare 3 was not exactly a banger either.
Right.
Like, the IW games have been a little rough since that crew rolled out of there, so. Like, there were things about Ghosts that were enjoyable, but it was just, like, it was the stuff that was in every Call of Duty game. That's
right.
Like, okay, well, fundamentally, this is still fun.
There's just nothing special about it.
Yeah. I mean, the campaign Ghosts was ridiculous, but...
Here's a question I'll pose to you. All right.
This
is not something I can really talk to Vinny about much because he doesn't have the same love for the series that I do and you do. What the hell do you want from a new Tony Hawk game?
So, yeah. I mean...
That's the question I've been asking myself since that thing started getting...
Like, especially as they talk about it as a, like... is a pro skater game specifically.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be curious to see what a team thinks that means right now.
Yeah.
Because if it's small levels and 2-minute runs, I don't think that's the best way to go.
Not necessarily, no.
Like, I don't think that that's necessarily what they need.
I also don't necessarily think, like, a big open world type experience either is really what anyone's looking for.
I think sizable levels with numerous goals.
Right.
And timers that pop up when appropriate for those goals.
Right.
Like, 4 was. Sure.
4 gets a lot of shit. I don't think it's entirely justified.
It's the shit that it gets, though, is, like, you know, spine transfers were not that meaningful.
No. No, it suffers by virtue of coming after 2 and 3, mostly.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of their level design was, like, sort of assy.
I don't know. I don't remember being offended by any of the level design in that game. I just remember thinking, like, well, this just isn't as interesting. Like, none of the changes they've made here are really as revolutionary as anything in 2 or 3.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's a perfectly competent Tony Hawk game. It's just not special. Yeah, I don't know. I've just been thinking about that, and it's like, Skate hasn't been around in a while, but Skate did a lot in those three games.
Yep.
I'm trying to think, like, what a new Tony Hawk game even tries to deliver.
I think, like, there's a lot of stuff they have to adhere to. Like, there's a lot of stuff about Tony Hawk that's kind of set in stone, for better or worse.
Sure.
Especially, I mean, if you're trying to evoke the old games, like, I think you could definitely say, like, fuck it, we're making a new Tony Hawk for a new generation.
Especially if we're going to call it Tony Hawk 5.
Yeah, I mean, if that's, I mean, even if they don't call it that, but if that, if directionally that's something that they're using, like, I think that says a lot about the type of game they want to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Like, that HD collection was such a, or the...
What a bummer that thing was.
Yeah, that thing was disappointing. Well, like, I don't necessarily think they need a story, you know, like, no. Like Thug Hat. I don't think they need to go down that road.
I don't even think it really needs to be about, like, trying to get a bunch of fucking, you know, famous pro skaters in the game, necessarily.
I always appreciated that, but I felt like I was a little more in tune with that stuff back then, partially because of the games.
That's
but
is it like most of the guys who were pro skaters when those games were popular are fucking dads, like hell of old dads.
Right,
now.
Yeah, totally. Like, you know, like, is Bob Burnquist the guy you put in a skateboarding game in 2015?
I don't,
like,
think so.
Probably not. I don't know.
I know there are new skaters who are popular. I just don't know who any of them are.
Art Osari still big?
Maybe. I mean, it's like, I remember when that fucking Instagram picture got leaked or whatever, and people were talking about that shit, like, there were people commenting, like, does the name Tony Hawk even mean anything to anyone anymore? Outside of, like, the most hardcore, older audience who remembers what he was used to do.
Oh, I think, you know, like, he is still a solid ambassador for skateboarding.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him, but I think there's merit in noting that, like, the generation directly under ours has no real context for who he is or what he did.
I don't know, man.
He's a brand now. Like, he's not, like...
But, like, I think there's still awareness there. Like, even if you're not, like, thinking of him as, like, oh, man, he's the fucking greatest skateboarder of all time. He's the Michael Jordan of skateboarding. Blah, blah. Like, even if you don't have that frame of reference, like, I think there's still something, like, there's still authenticity there.
Yes, I agree with that. I'm not saying he's inauthentic. I am simply saying that his relevance, perhaps, is not what it once was.
Yeah, but I think skateboarding's relevance isn't what it once was either.
Sure.
So it's sort of... You know, in a mainstream way. I mean, I'm sure there are still, obviously, tons of people fucking skating.
There are tons of people who own skateboards. I don't know how many of them are actually skating these days.
Sure.
I see people carrying around a lot of boards these days. I don't see a lot of people riding them.
And, I mean, I feel like a lot of the people that I do see riding skateboards are going somewhere.
Right. A game where you have to convince people that you skate by carrying around your board convincingly on a regular basis.
Right.
You have to constantly scratch it up when you're at home to make it look like...
Yeah. Fucking scuff up your grip tape.
I cannot tell you how often I see that. People with just fucking... Not even fake scuff, like, just pristine-ass boards.
Fucking complete deck.
I saw one with a fucking price tag still on it. Like, it was still on the deck.
That's great. That's just great.
And they were just carrying it around, like, yeah, man, you know, I skate. Like, I was a poser, kind of. Like, I didn't really skate that much as a kid. I couldn't really do tricks.
You couldn't really do tricks, but you rode a skateboard.
I did. I rode it around constantly, but I didn't really do a whole lot on it. And this is several levels above that in terms of poserdom.
Sure, yeah. See, I had you beat there where I wanted to skate, but my parents wouldn't let me get a skateboard, so I kind of just got into the culture to some extent and watched what I watched. And
you respect it. That's the key thing.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You knew it enough to appreciate the people who did it and appreciate the athleticism or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to think so, yeah.
You knew what tricks were.
You know, my parents, you know, rightly noticed that I was a clumsy oaf and that I had just gotten braces, and then putting me on a skateboard, I would fucking break all my teeth out of my goddamn face, so.
See, I too was a clumsy oaf, and I too had braces at one point. My parents did not stop me from skateboarding.
Yeah, they were pretty adamant about it. Like, nah, man, it's not for you, dude. I was like, ah, all right, fine.
And to be fair, you probably just missed years of road rash and various other bleeding places
sure,
on
yeah.
your body.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I'm trying to think, like, who would be, like, the modern relevant skaters. It's like, man, some of the people that showed up in the Tony Hawk games, like, the later ones, too, were just a bummer. Like, some of that roster just got
kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really remember who was even in a lot of the later games. I barely played much after Thug 2.
I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like I was out shopping and saw, like, an Eric Costin shoe, like, last year, so.
So he's still out there doing something.
Still out there doing something. Or maybe just, he's just heavy in the shoe game now.
Yeah.
It's, fucking, what was it, Paul Rodriguez. He brought it.
Oh, yeah.
He might be a little dated at this point, too. I'm not sure, but that's a little more recent.
I'm sure Bam Margera is not doing anything.
I would hope not.
He hasn't made any appearances in Petaluma of late, has he?
I think around Christmas he was back in town.
He's still dating that one girl?
I assume so.
Okay.
Thanksgiving. Anyway, yes, I'm pretty sure Bam was around late last year.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
They're still out there existing.
Yeah.
If you're making that soundtrack to that Tony Hawk game, do you go with the old fucking skate punk, or are you just putting nothing but, like, dubstep and weird modern hip-hop on there?
I think you get all of it. And that was always the thing about those games, is the soundtracks would cross a lot of ground, you know, a lot of territory.
Some of the early ones were mostly punk.
Yeah,
with, like,
yes,
a few,
yeah.
Like, you know, here's your fucking hieroglyphic song or whatever.
Right.
Teens even know who Lagwagon is now.
I mean, if we go by Tony Hawk's satellite radio station.
Do the teens have satellite radio?
No.
Okay. Okay, alright, that's not gonna work.
But I believe, like, some, like, this, his satellite radio station made appearances in
right.
previous games at some point. So that thing's been going for 10 years.
Jesus.
Yeah. Though it's weird now. Now when the ads, like when you're listening to the station, like when they're describing, you know, that they're having ads for the station on the station, like
yeah.
drops and stuff. Like they always bill it as like Faction. It's got punk rock and rock, and then they never say hip hop. They just say beats.
Right.
Which I just, I don't know, something about describing it that way just seems like a little fucking gross.
Yeah. Feels like they're trying not to say that they also have rap yeah, music yeah, on the station.
Yeah, it's weird. And then they're always like, and Jason Ellis, who I am not sure who that is.
Yeah.
But I think he has a radio show on that station.
Okay.
And I don't know why he gets billing that way. Because, like, they don't even say Tony Hawk in any of that stuff.
Is he, like, one of those, like, Vine celebrities who I have no idea who they
fucking
are?
Fucking probably. I don't know. But I think Tony Hawk still has his radio show on that station, so I think it's still his, his
right.
licensing deal, his, that is. But
like, does he actually appear on the show
yeah.
to introduce songs?
He's not the only person on it.
Right.
You're good to go. This intersection's been a fucking...
Kind of looks like it.
...wreck for a month or something.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the other way home tonight. I'm just imagining him, like, showing up kind of confusedly, being like, what am I doing here? I don't know. Here's some Pennywise. Later.
That'd be cool. Marky Ramone hosts a show on that station.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the surviving Ramones.
He plays punk, you know?
Yeah.
Last time I was listening, he came on. He was, like, running down, like, whatever the last three songs were. And one of them, he's like, and then these guys, you know, these guys were heavily influenced by the Ramones. And also, we played some... You know, fucking pat yourself on the fucking back a little harder. Marky Ramone.
If you were in the Ramones, you would talk about bands.
Maybe I was in the Ramones.
Who would know? You just put one of those fucking moppy wigs on and some sunglasses. No one's gonna know the difference.
I'm Tyrese Ramone.
Distant half-brother.
Yeah. By like 8:45-ish tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'm
that's
separate.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm hanging out with some people after work.
Got it.
Wednesday I will.
Okay.
I will be by.
All right then. I'm gonna go be inside my home now.
That's a good idea. You should do that.
Remove these pants. See everybody. Everybody have a good night. Yeah, bye.